Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I am joined by my guest today, Minister Deborah Ingram. Welcome.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Minister Deborah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a native of Youngstown, Ohio. I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior at the age of 40, and I tell people my life began at the age of 40. And as a child, I began to say that one day I would dance before the King. I didn't really understand what that meant until years later, until I gave my life to the Lord. And the Lord healed me. I was having a lot of problems with my back. I was facing surgery. Gave my life to the Lord, got baptized in water, and the following week I got healed. I gave up my doctor's appointments, and I ended up giving God thanks through dance. And that's pretty much what started to open up the portal for me in the area of the ministry of dance. And I began to study and really understand the power and the impact of praise and worship. So from that, this has been a phenomenal journey, you know, just understanding how Kingdom Creative Arts really blesses the Lord first and foremost, because our praise and our worship is unto the Lord. But what he does through that really began to impact my life. And he began to show me through the scripture with the woman with an issue of blood. As many times as I saw that scripture, I never quite saw it in the aspect of her as a worshiper. We know that she came to him with her issues. It was the issue of blood. But when she touched him, something happened. And the Lord began to show me, Deborah, that's worship, because when she touched me, I responded. And I said, who touched me? Worship touches me in such a way it causes me to respond. And when the Lord, how he responded was he began to release virtue, which caused her to be healed. So the Lord said, now bring that to today. This is the impact of praise and worship. It touches me. And when it touches me, then I begin to respond. So the impact of praise and worship is to cause heaven to respond. So our worship becomes a portal from heaven to earth and earth to heaven, so that we would gain the attention of Christ. And when we get his attention, he says, who touches me? And the Lord is calling for the true worshipers to begin to rise up and touch heaven so that heaven can begin to touch earth.
Explain to me how Dance Manifest Global Ministries was formed.
Woo, sister, came about 3 years ago. I was really going through a lot. It was probably one of the lowest points in my life. I was in love with a man of God. I thought we were going to get married. That didn't happen. And the following month, my mom passed away. I felt like I was going through a double mourning. And the Lord said to me, he says, Deborah, because my plan was to leave the city. I just wanted to start all over again. The Lord said, Deborah, I want you to go to the Esther Experience. And I heard about the Esther Experience. Pastor Kathy Thomas, Pastor Dave Thomas' wife from Victory Christian Church Ministry, has a yearly gathering for women to come together. And the Lord said, I want you to go there. Long story short, God met me in that place. And when I say God met me there, Sister Gail, I mean, he met me in that place. And I heard the Lord said, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes.
Wow.
And from that, Dance Manifest was birthed. And he said, I want you to bring forth a gathering of bringing the worshipers together. Because it's time, the Lord said, it's a paradigm shift coming in the realm of worshipers, of understanding, number one, who they are and what I've called them to do and the impact of their gifts, whether it's dance, whether it's singing, whether it's playing instruments. It's just beyond singing and dancing. It's what I'm going to show you through the scripture, the impact of that, starting in the book of Genesis, when he began to introduce himself to me as a God of creation. And the word in the Hebrew God is Elohim. When Elohim created the heavens and the earth, something began to happen. The Spirit of God began to move, and then God spoke and said, let there be. He says, now bring that to dance, bring that to song, bring that to instruments. Mm-hmm. He said, in order for it to really begin to manifest, the Spirit of God has to move. And what we have to understand as Levitical worshipers, without the Spirit of God, hallelujah, nothing is going to manifest. It's going to bring God
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus. You said something so key right there when you were in your moment and you wanted to leave and go out of town and throw it up. That's when God comes in.
Amen.
See, at your lowest point, that's when your ministry that he's called you for is being birthed.
Amen.
Nothing is going to come without birth pains.
Jesus.
People want to be a wonder and don't go through anything. They want this big, elaborate anointing, but don't go through anything. How are you going to be able to deliver, destroy yokes, heal, and set
Amen.
Free if you have not even been through the test? You have to go through the test in order to be delivered, that souls may be delivered. That's why we're in this situation today.
Amen.
People are operating without the anointing, and you cannot operate without the anointing. We need some yokes broke today.
Amen.
We need some Christians saved. We need the whole thing today.
Amen. And that's so powerful, Sister Gail, because the Word of God tells us, Isaiah, I believe, 10:27, that the anointing comes to destroy the yokes and removes the heavy burdens. And we understand through the Scripture. I mean, look what happened when Saul was tormented in his mind. You know, can you find me a minstrel? Mm. And then David came. And as David began to play, the yokes of insanity was removed from him. And that is happening today if we begin to comprehend and understanding why God anoints us. I mean, you could be the best ballet, best mind, but without the anointing,
exactly.
It's just another performance. And God wants to take us out of performance into ministry. You know, Paul said to the Corinthian church, he says, I don't come to you with the wisdom, wise wisdom of men, but I come in a demonstration of the power and spirit of God. And the Lord wants, one thing the Lord gave me with Dance Manifest, he gave me four keys. He said, it's expectation, which what this is, because God wants first of all, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the body of Christ, to understand who we are and what he's called us to do, specifically worshipers, because of the impact. I mean, think about Lucifer when he was Lucifer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the leader of worship in heaven. He understands the impact of sound, which is why we in the body of Christ have to be so careful, you know, what we listen to, what we allow to come into our cities, because there's power of life and death in words, even in lyrics and music and sound.
Exactly.
It could bring a blessing and a curse. One of the first keys of Dance Manifest is expectation. And then it's going to bring a revelation, which is why we have the teaching and the equipping and the studying and understanding to be revealed. That's why the Word said the earth is travailing for the sons of God to begin to be revealed, for the worshipers to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and to be revealed. And then demonstration. The dance is the demonstration. The Holy Spirit moving is the demonstration over that which was nothing, so that it can be created and God begin to speak and that it will begin to come forth. That's the manifestation. And we see it through the Scriptures. When Jesus, he did demonstrations. Mm-hmm. He spit on clay. He put a finger in somebody's ear, but the manifestation was blind eyes open.
Hallelujah.
Deaf ears open.
Hallelujah.
And it can happen today if we begin to understand the essence and the depth. The Lord wants to take Levi so much more deeper.
Yes.
He does. First of all, he wants us to be united.
And I believe that's what's happening now. He said in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And that's what's happening now. The world is in a very dark place right now. But what God is doing, and he has revealed to me, he is raising up people now that's been serving him, that's been fasting, that's been praying, and now ready to deliver to the people of God. And this manifestation that you have is going to deliver, set free, deliver souls. People come to Christ. He works in so many different ways.
The Lord began to take me even to 2 Chronicles 5:12-17, what happened when the Levites came together, the musicians and the singers and the trumpeters, that the glory of the Lord began to manifest. Can you imagine, Sister Gail, as worshipers, when we come together in gatherings, can you imagine the weight
Unity.
Of the glory
yes.
of God beginning to hit a region? Wow, it will literally change the face of a city.
And it's going to
change. Going to. Let's decree it. Let's declare it in the atmosphere.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so we're continually to rise and build, you know, the kingdom of God. And right now the Lord is targeting Kingdom Creative Arts Ministry, that we understand who we are and how our worship will impact the city and the nation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And bring the lost to Christ.
That's
And we will see signs, wonders, and miracles, because when we're proclaiming the gospel and the kingdom, you know, signs, wonders, and miracles, they follow.
Yes. Signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes.
Again, say that again.
Signs,
wonders and miracles. We want to see that.
They
Lord, bring your glory back.
Yes.
And he's doing that with the people of God
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Minister Ingram, how can people reach you so they can find out what you're doing?
They can reach me by calling me directly at 330-321-9427. Again, 330-321-9427. Or you can visit our website at www.dancemanifest.com.
Thank you so much for being my guest today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.